Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America, a party book. Sunday night, and we just finished chatting over dinner, and exchanging conversations between Brazil and the USA. I come to learn a couple of things, and I'll share them with you. Prostitution is legal in Brazil, but abortion is considered murder and is illegal. How's that? So, what are the tidbits? You know the statue of Christ on top of Corcovado Mountain? It was built in 1931 by the Catholic Church with donations from their parishioners. And the big holiday in Brazil is the feast of Our Lady of, I don't know if it's Redemption, and it's outside, it's 2 hours outside of São Paulo. And the entire country shuts down for that celebration. And the story goes that three Brazilian fishermen were out all day going broke fishing. And they prayed to Our Lady. And they threw their nets overboard. And they scooped up a statue of Our Lady, and she was black. And scientists say the reason she was black was because she had been underwater for so long. And this is, they built this statue, and it's, I think it's as high as the statue of Christ the Redeemer on Corcovado overlooking Rio de Janeiro. But she is the patron saint of Brazil. And I didn't know it. I never saw any celebrations. All the communists show you are carnival. But apparently there's a lot of religious people in Brazil. And the bill collector. They never let me alone. Yeah, but they... make it a holy day and a holiday. And while I'm listening to this, and I never heard this story, and I've been around a long time, I asked myself a question. I can remember being in Kuwait in 110-degree weather in an open parking lot. And all of a sudden, it was empty, the lot, and then 5 minutes later, it was full of steak trucks. And packed in the steak trucks were Indian laborers. And they were shoulder to shoulder. And the entire lot filled up in 110-degree weather. And I looked towards the front where they were pointed, and there was a church with crosses cutting the doors, because you can't have a cross on top of a building. So they cut them in the doors. The entire church was packed with Indians. The entire parking lot was packed. And I said to myself, my God, if my fellow Americans could see how much religious fervor these people are wrapped in, you wouldn't believe it. I know people that won't go to church if it doesn't have air conditioning. Yeah, unbelievable. So I guess we're not the holiest nation on the face of the earth, huh? What else did we learn? The slaves in Portugal, I think, were freed in 1928. Not in Portugal, in Brazil. By an emperor who left Portugal and decided to stay in Brazil. And his daughter, Princess Isabella, is the one who set the Portuguese free and gave them their freedom. And she is revered also. So I got a little Portuguese history. And, you know, we know very little about it. The only thing I ever learned about the Portuguese was Vasco da Gama. And then when I was in the Middle East, I learned that at the time, the big secret in the world was the route to India. And an Omani sailor from the Sultanate of Oman gave Vasco da Gama the route to India. And that's how the Portuguese got from Portugal to Kuwait, to which Kuwait is a Portuguese name for a storage area where they used to concentrate their supplies for resupplying. And also all the way to Macau in China. And, of course, the Catholic Church was involved with St. Francis Xavier. And they also went to India, in Goa and Bangladesh. Bangladesh, I think, used to be called Ceylon. Okay. And I know that there are a lot of Catholics in India in Kerala, which is known for its Catholics and best mangoes. But so the Portuguese got around thanks to an Omani sailor. And if we remember our history about Christopher Columbus, he went to Portugal first, and they turned him down. Then he went to Spain. And so it was very interesting to learn a little bit about Brazil. And yet it's really sad that to see they have a name for all the kids that live on the side of the mountain in Rio de Janeiro, and they're poor as beggars. And that shouldn't be. God gives everybody the ability to live comfortably. And communism will make the difference if Christianity doesn't lead first. And never forget, the greatest threat to communism is Christianity. And that's why they say that communism has infected the Muslim religion. And they are plying their trade by using the Muslims to kill the Christians. Because the end game is communism will rule the world. And if you notice, the communists are all hooking up. China and Russia are getting together to build a second Panama Canal, which will be bigger, and they will be able to ship guns and drugs without being interdicted. Yes, that's the goal. That's what it's for. It's to move guns and drugs. And the Chinese are going to do the digging, and the Russians are going to protect them militarily. And Nicaragua is also communist. I think they call themselves, what, Sandinistas? So we're getting a little history tonight on why, as a nation, we're going to get kicked in the ass one day, and everybody's going to go, listen, I got to put the pot down. There's something going on here, and it doesn't seem right. And we also talked about pot tonight. When I come back from this tune, I'm going to open your eyes a little bit. And, there was a wedding today. Did you hear about it? Oh, I think I got a tape of it. Harry Reid married the love of his life. And I have part of the ceremony. Do you, Harry Reid, take Lady Moo to be your awful wedded wife?
I do.
And do you, Lady Moo, take Harry Reid to be your awful wedded husband? Okay, where were we? You want to hear Cry Like I Cried? Is that going to be our Election Day song? Okay, we're going to cry like I cried.
Wow.
A Communist Times, the same newspaper that called Fidel Castro the George Washington of Cuba, the same newspaper that covered up the Stalinist crimes of Communist Russia when Joe Stalin murdered 10 million Ukrainians by cordoning off their country and starving them to death, forcing mothers to eat their own children. You don't know anything about that, but you know what you can do? Go Google. The New York Slimes, as Mark Levin calls them, it came out today and endorsed legalizing pot, probably because the editor is a pothead, among other things. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in his closet. I'll tell you that right now. And the reason they're comparing it to alcohol, And the article basically said that it took 7 years to overturn prohibition, and that the editor of the New York Communist Times has been waiting 45 years to smoke his weed legally. And they tell you, you know, it's medicinal purposes, and all of a sudden 90% of the country has glaucoma. So the glaucoma lie is wearing off like global warming. And so now they got a new lie. It's called recreational marijuana. Yes. Now, my first question is, when does recreation begin and when does it end? Does it begin in a General Motors plant at lunchtime? And after lunch, the recalls go to 200,000 cars? Does it begin on a school bus picking up little children? When does recreation begin? For junkies, it begins any time of the day. Now I'm going to give you a classic example of why there's a big difference between alcohol and drugs. I grew up in Washington Heights, which is now the drug capital of the world, if not just the USA. Okay, you can get anything you want there. When I grew up there, there was a bar on every block in my neighborhood. And the bars would be corner to corner. So you only had to fall out of one and cross the street and fall into the other. At that time, there was only booze. There was, in the whole community, and I'm talking about 20 square blocks, in the whole community, there was one burglar alarm. It was on the Chemical Corn Exchange Bank on 181st Street. One burglar alarm. As soon as the Democrats came in to my poor neighborhood with their drugs, we were immediately classified as a ghetto, and the gates went up. The gates went up. Fox police locks went on every door, including rods that were bolted to the floor to keep the doors from being rammed in. The dumbwaiters were all nailed shut because the junkies were coming down the dumbwaiters. They were grappling down the sides of the building. So gates went up on every window in every apartment house. And the music of the burglar alarms could keep you awake for a lifetime. And that's what drugs did. Up until then, we didn't have that problem. And you know how junkies steal. And when you got a $2,000 a day habit, you know you got to kill somebody, rob somebody, embezzle somebody, shortchange somebody to keep your Jones going. So there's a big difference between drunkies and junkies. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is in our crappy economy, which when you watch any of the Wall Street news programs, everything looks hunky-dory. Oh, the market is up. Gold is up. Gold fell a little today. Tomorrow will be back up. Oh, yes, there's all kinds of big trading with the big boys, but the little boys are starving to death. And the only thing that's going to save the little boys is an 80% reduction in government and an 80% reduction in taxes. And it's also going to help the big boys. And I guarantee you, you reduce your government by 80% and you reduce taxes by 80%, all taxes, okay, including the little crappy ones on your phone bill and your cable bill and your Con Ed bill or your electric bill, that whose all these utility companies now work for the government to keep from being audited by the IRS. They've been turned into little collection agencies for the government taxes. Yeah, you get rid of all of that crap, you'll have the biggest economic boom you ever seen in your lifetime. It'll be a volcano of good news. It will explode. The economy will explode. You'll have money in your pocket, money in the bank. You'll have a better job. You'll be getting a better education. And you'll be able to stay in your home when you get old. And it's all up to you because you have the power. You just don't use it. Not only that, but everybody is now going into the pot business, including the mafia. And before you know it, as each state legalizes it, and there's two tonight, they're going for it, going for the gold, it will become a commodity traded on the commodity exchange, like hog bellies, like coffee, like sugar, like gold, like silver. Pot will be up there too. It'll be traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And already companies are starting to build their stock portfolio, looking to acquire stock companies. And if you want a good investment, invest in pot companies because they're going to be a good investment. This thing is going to go from sea to shining sea. And the guys on the ground floor are going to make millions. So it's a good investment. The only problem is it's going to cost you your life. Because one day what goes around comes around. And misery loves company. So, and there are enough people in this country that are willing to sell it out for money. We don't have to worry about somebody wrestling with temptation. Temptation doesn't even enter into it. And then there'll be independent businesses. And what about all of the drug lords down in South America that are bringing the drugs up through the routes that the Russians and the Chinese built many years ago? Well, they're getting active too. Putin's in Nicaragua, China's in Nicaragua, Putin's in Cuba. So they're getting ready to become joint venture partners in the drug trade. And the Americans are going to fund it all. It's going to be funded by your son and your daughter. Yes. And, of course, you know what happens with expensive drug habits. You start to look for a cheaper product, and the cheaper product is heroin. And they say one hit of heroin and you are hooked forever. So the only drug-free person in America is somebody that never does the first one. So here you got, and we'll be growing more pot, and within 2 years we will be a net exporter of pot. We will have the finest. We will have the best advertising. Oh, the advertising revenues that Madison Avenue is going to get for selling pot. It's going to be bigger. Hang up the phone on that car company. We're busy here. Yep, that's it. There are already startup companies on the stock market. They're right penny stocks right now, but very soon there'll be mergers and acquisitions. Yep. The guys that sell the most dope will be absorbed by guys who are looking to become number one. So welcome to the pot problem. It's the only one that America can deal with right now. We can't pay attention to the attack on Christianity by the atheists who are in the Pentagon making rules about separation of church and snake. Yep. And there are people out there that want to blow us to smithereens. 39 tunnels into Israel, that's nothing. Do you know how many drug routes are in this country? And, of course, the South Americans are not going to sit in South America and watch America pick up all this new drug money. No, they're going to come up here. They're going to open up their own franchises. Yeah, they'll be coming in with the refugees. It is really sad. Maybe we'll have to go nuclear.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We're building all American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, to be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
I put up a short blog and I got a compliment, so I got to extend it to you. I just put up there talking about the IRS is now working with the Communist Party to expunge Christians under the rule that atheists are equals. And so I just put a quick blog up. I said the best atheists are communists, and the best communists are Democrats. And Lady Diane said, great post, Abu Tam. So my first compliment. Usually I get death threats. Okay, that's what's happening tonight. Let me see if I can tell you this story. Here we go. Hang in there. A Wisconsin group brought a lawsuit because it said the IRS was ignoring complaints about churches violating their tax-exempt statuses. Specifically, FFRF said, that's a communist for the suppression of religion, said many churches promote political issues, legislation. You haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing. Wait till the gloves come off. Wait until the next crusade call goes out. Yeah. And it's a violation of the Johnson Amendment of 1954, which requires that nonprofits not endorse candidates. We're going to overturn that. Yep, right after the purge of the Senate, which takes place in November. According to FRF, the IRS has not followed a 2009 ruling requiring it to hire someone to keep an eye on church politicking. The IRS says it hasn't ignored the ruling, but merely failed to follow it. That separation of church and state, you don't stick your nose in my pew. The government has put a moratorium on the IRS investigations of tax-exempt organizations. Do you know that every KGB front group in the United States, are you ready for this? Every communist front group in the United States is tax-exempt. They have a tax-exempt status, but the Tea Party people are still waiting for approval. So, after the scandal that broke in 2013 over its targeting of pro-life, pro-family, and Tea Party groups, FFRF says that even though the IRS will not enforce the agreement because of the moratorium, they can still bring the lawsuit again if needed after the moratorium is lifted. You know what? We were joking tonight. We said, you know, everybody despises lawyers. You know, you can't say it in front of your lawyer. But he knows what you think. And I said, you know what? We should have a show called Open Season on Lawyers. And, you know, everybody's in the woods with their camouflage outfits and their guns. And then they go, release the lawyers! And you see them running across the field with the suit on, and then and everybody starts wahooing. Yeah, that would make a great skit, wouldn't it, on America Night Live instead of that communist show on Chinese NBC. Yeah. Oh, the FFRF co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor. Never trust a woman with two last names, especially if she has a child that she's named after a train station. Not Annie Laurie Gaylor. But never trust a woman with two last names. And never trust a guy that wears brown shoes with a blue suit. That's a tip for the girls. You're going out with a guy that wears brown shoes with a blue suit, you're in trouble, honey. If you recall, there was an outcry for Pulpit Freedom Sunday back in 2012, as the left didn't mind being political in black churches to advance its agenda. But God forbid that churches that are truly biblical in their worldview speak out against the evils of political parties and issues of the day. They only show you the black churches that are designed by Hollywood. They don't show you the in-the-ghetto churches, the ones that have to live with the drug problems and the broken family problems every day. You think that Al Sharpton's church has those problems? Al Sharpton has no church and no problems. He just has a bag that you have to fill up, or he'll give you a tough time. And that goes for Jesse James Jackson, too. But there are black churches out there in everyday USA, and they're running the gauntlet, and they're catching hell, and they are against the gay marriage, and they are truly biblical, and they get no attention. That's what I started to tell you tonight. All of this religiosity that goes on throughout the world, there is a blockade on any of that coming in. It's very little you see about the Pope. They screen it, and then they release choice sections of it, something that could be misinterpreted. But you don't see the religiosity of the Filipinos. You don't see Indians, like I said, in that parking lot in Kuwait in 110-degree weather, praying to Jesus Christ. You don't see the good of man. All you see is what the communists want you to see, because they want you depressed. And you know what happens when you're depressed? You do drugs. And they want you to do drugs. And they want you to give them the drug money so that they can buy more AK-47s for the Muslims to kill each other, because that's what it's going to come down to. Yes. And not only that, I hear tonight that Hamas has M4 rifles. Latest state-of-the-art, brand new M4 rifles. How did Hamas get M4 rifles? And who's looking into it from our side? Not the pot-smoking people. They haven't got time for that. They're partying. They're partying all the way into hell. Okay, so I just wanted to mention a couple of things. The best atheists are communists, and the best communists are Democrats. The party of death, the party that votes to burn the flag, the party that kicked God out, the party that has no God, and the party that has no country and doesn't want one.
Oh,
just sent a Fox is covering this Bible Baptist Church in Carthage, Missouri. And I talked about it last night on my show, and I've got a cut of the whole show, so I'm sending it to Fox with this statement. We love our Baptist brothers as Jesus loves us. And basically what happened in Carthage, they have Bible school, and they have Bible school, and what they did was they invited the police, the fire department, and the military, which is the National Guard unit, and I'm sure some of those National Guard troops go to that Baptist church. And the police came and they put on demonstrations on how they protect the community. And the fire department came and put on demonstrations on how they protect the community. And the National Guard, that didn't show up. And when asked about it, they said they're not allowed due to laws of separation in church and state. And I said that what happened was Thomas Jefferson made a quillo. You know how you make a typo? Well, back then they didn't have typewriters, so he made a quillo. And what he really meant to say was separation of church and snake. But I hope that some of these military guys who have two big liberty bells pay their respects to the kids in that Bible school as civilians, and join them in a ceremony and talk about how great we used to be as Americans so that the kids know the difference. So having said that, how can we treat those people who infiltrated our Pentagon and the IRS? How can we treat them fairly and get them to understand that what they're doing is hurting the country? Oh, I know. We could take their picture.
Ready! Aim! Fire!
Okay, there's one I'm saving for you. After we get away from being solemn, I always get railroaded here, sidetracked. All I wanted to do, I'm going to have to save that for later. Okay, let me give you another tune, and let's see if we can find something lively. Oh, you want to hear one that'll remind you of 911? Would you like to hear that? Would you like a little deja vu? You know, it's 12 years. That means kids that are 12 years old don't even know what happened.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low. Proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing, because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
You think President Mohammed Obama could say that? You think Joe Biden could say that? He could say it, but he wouldn't mean it. You think that the people who are cutting the Pentagon to ribbons can say that? The officers who have no combat experience, who are sentencing young men and their families to prison in Fort Leavenworth, can they say that? They might say it, but you know, there's a saying, the lips can say anything, but the heart that doesn't lie. We're in trouble. And if we don't make it right in November, we're in trouble. Okay. Now, having said that, here's a blog on the BLM Gestapo threatening rural citizens. And this guy, his name is Bob Russell, is just blogging. He's an average American. And part of the problem is that most of the governors are owned by the same international banksters who own Congress. My governor in Oklahoma will prostitute herself out for any money the federal government will toss her way. You see, that's what it is. Your tax money was taken in by communists, and it's now being used to grow the Communist Party. And if you don't cooperate with the Communist Party, you don't get an Obama phone. If you don't cooperate with the Communist Party and let in all these illegal invaders, you get no Obama money. And that's what's happening to us. Now, the solution to the problem is easy. It's a 1-2-3 solution. Beware of guys who say there's no such thing as an easy solution. Oh, yes, it do. Yes, it do. 1, reduce the size of government by 80%. Oh, that's ridiculous. You can't. Okay, 75. 2, reduce the tax burden by 80%. And 3, increase our military preparedness by 20%. We are not prepared. We don't even have air raid shelters. The Russians are all ready. They can go down into the Moscow subway and save half a country. We're not ready. The only ones that are prepared are Hillary and Chuck with their secret rooms. Yeah. So you know what I say? Let's cut the government in size and let's cut the taxes. Okay, a lot of people are going to be out of work. I'll be standing on the bread line, and Chuck Schumer will be in front of me, and the governor of New York will be in front of him, and the president will be in front of him. And we'll let them go first because they have bigger needs. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We are in trouble. Flamenco. You want some flamenco or you want some flamingos? We'll give you a flamingos.
Take my lips and kiss them.
Take my love.
Take my hands and hold them. Them show you
till the end of time.
there's a blog that got started, and it's entitled Armed, a Bureau of Land Management Gestapo Threatening Rural Ranchers. And this is a response by a retired Army colonel named Ronald Nelson. And here's what he says. Never ask for an easy life. Just ask for the strength to get through it. Quote from an American rancher and a testimony to the American spirit. That's why I call myself the Spirit of America Party, because everybody is trying to destroy the spirit of America. And whether you came here in planes, trains, or in chains, we should all be the same. We should all be American, and it should be God and country first and crush our enemies. Then we can fight amongst each other. But we got to take out the communists first. It is time to insist that the several states begin to assist their citizens in their struggle against these out-of-control agents of the federal government. Close that EPA tomorrow. That should be in the VA, too. Close the VA and privatize both of those organizations. It's time to go private. They need to review their land rights, and if the federal government has in fact laid claim to lands not properly constitutionally ceded to the feds, the state needs to evict them. The government deliberately abuses its power to wear down citizens using taxpayer funds to rob taxpayers of their lands. You know the old expression, you can't fight Tammany Hall? That's true, but you could burn it down. Burn it down with votes. Go to the ballot and get rid of all the termites that are eating the oak of freedom. Rotate the crop. This must stop. We must elect men and women to government willing to strip these organizations of their power. No more IRS, no more VA, no more EPA. Add your favorite after I do. Yes. And make it a criminal act for government bureaucrats. You want an 80% reduction in government, gets rid of a lot of bureaucrats. Bye-bye. Yes. That's right. Okay. Let's see what we got here. We'll give you a little battlefield advice.
Now. An army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food and equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
And that was George Patton, played by George C. Scott, great actor. Now we got all kinds of losers in Hollywood. Hollywood is communist, man. It is communist all the way. Yep. Here's an article, Barack Obama banned from entering Chechnya. The Chechens don't want him. Chechnya obviously knows that Barack Obama stands for nothing, lies, is a BS artist who makes promises he never keeps. He has no credibility. Yes, his popularity poll numbers are a lie, too. I think he's about 26%. They're covering up. They always do. The communist press always covers up. Here's another saying about a blog about, John Kerry. The guy was embarrassed by John. Stupid ass, typical commie jerk. Yeah, that's enough. Enough said, you know. IRS to monitor sermons as part of a settlement with atheists. Why should they bother? It seems to me most pastors are self-censored, so why spend the time and money to monitor what is already being done voluntarily? That is true. That is true. The day that my Catholic priest that stands up in the pulpit and denounces Obama, I'm going to heaven. Let's see, here's another one about embarrassing John Kerry. John Kerry is truly an unintelligent, narcissistic idiot. He compensates for his lack of intelligence by being a loudmouth, blowhard, and troublemaker. Whatever it takes to make himself look like a leader. In reality, he's nothing more than a self-aggrandizing politician who functions with no regard about anyone but himself. Yeah, didn't he have those Albin Gore propellers removed because it didn't look good in front of his house on the waterside? What Kerry usually does is confabulate stories to fit his delusional lies. We saw that during Vietnam with his manufactured baby-killing stories, yet he votes to kill kids. How's that? He's talking about baby-killing. And every day, 4,700 American babies are bayoneted in Democrat-Communist chop shops. We don't have to kill Americans for the communists. The communists don't have to kill Americans. We're doing it for them. I have to admit, though, that Kerry fits right in with the rest of the liars of the Obama administration. It is acknowledgeable that birds of the feather always flock together. What we have in Washington now is an insult to the framers of the Constitution and to Americans in general. That's by a Latino named Rodriguez. Yes. God bless. Viva Cristo Rey. Rogue Dog. Issa asks a holder to turn over documents. And he's talking to a girl named Denise. And he says, as long as Harry Reid is running the Senate, there's no way that the usurper will be impeached. We have to wait until after November elections and hope that the reps can take it back. Yes, this is true. I agree. But it doesn't mean we can't warm up before the game. Let's see what else we got here. Freedom Under Union Violence Act introduced in the U.S. Senate. You want to know what that's about? Union bosses consider themselves above the law because they are, thanks to the notorious Supreme Court Edmunds decision. Ever since that infamous decision in 1973, union bosses have been granted immunity from prosecution for acts of violence. You know something? I am pro-union, especially when it comes to Teamsters. I believe the truckers are the backbone of America. But it breaks my heart when I see Jimmy Hoffa in bed with communists. It really does. Because the Teamsters are more than that. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Here's one. Benjamin Netanyahu confronts NBC's David Gregory over claim that Israel targeted a UN school. David Gregory, I used to call him Porcupine Head. First off, he works for a communist organization. The Chinese, I think, own NBC. If not, they have a great influence on it. And NBC is a lackey of the Communist Party in the Red House. Yep. So let's see what Netanyahu, you know, Netanyahu's brother was the only one killed on the raid on Entebbe when Israel taught America how to go in and get prisoners back. Yes, they did, man. Yes, they did. And Jimmy Carter taught us how to lose. Netanyahu resoundingly condemned Gregory's statement and insisted that the Secretary General of the UN before this incident took place admitted that two UN schools in Gaza were used to stockpile rockets. Everywhere we fought in Afghanistan and Iraq, mosques were used to store weapons and also to shoot Americans from, knowing that Americans wouldn't fire back because the Communist Party had ordered them not to. And the Communist Pentagon. Yep, all the good generals are gone. Who's left? How would you like to be getting a salary cut, threatened with a Fort Leavenworth, and have to stand at attention while the Secretary of Defense, Hagel, tells you we all have to tighten our belts? How would you like to listen to that crap, knowing you're going overseas to be tried in an Iraqi court? And that's what happened to one guy who's now rotting in Leavenworth. He's from Alaska. His wife had to sell their house so she could move to Kansas. How's that? At least when Dorothy wanted to go to Kansas, Nebraska, she was in love with it. Who can be in love with a state that's got POWs in it and they're Americans? There's got to be one innocent guy in that prison, and I don't see any of these saved the criminal communists with their candles in front of Fort Leavenworth saying free Private Issa. It is sad. It is really sad. And we got a Mexican hostage down in Texas, an ex-Marine, and there's nobody sticking their neck out to get him. Do you remember when Jimmy Carter handed over American sovereignty in Iran to the communist-backed Iranian regime? Do you remember that? Do you remember a guy Was his name Purdue? And he used to be a Navy guy, and he had a business in Iran, and they seized his people, Iranians and Americans, and they put him in jail. Do you remember that guy? Do you know what he did that Jimmy Carter couldn't do? He went into that jail and got them all released and brought them out of there safely. Now, how can one American businessman be more efficient than the entire United States government with all its assets? It is really sad. So here's what Netanyahu said. Hamas is responsible for the death of civilians. We're not targeting a single civilian. We're responding to Hamas action, and we're telling the civilians to leave. Hamas is telling them to stay. Why is it telling them to stay? Because it wants to pile up their own dead bodies. I got to tell you right now, if Iran gets a nuke, all the Palestinians are dead. They're going to die with Israelis. They'll probably be buried in the same mass grave. They'll all be together in death, because the area is too small not to absorb a nuclear hit. And if you think the first nukes that go into Israel are going to be accurate, then you're wrong. They never are. So Netanyahu is my hero. And like I say, little tiny Israel gave us a lesson at Entebbe Airport. You want to hear what people say about it? If only we had a president with half, I'm not going to say the word, I want to say call them Liberty Bells, Netanyahu has, how much better for this country and the world? Hey, it takes Liberty Bells to spend most of one's working time playing golf and basketball poorly, go on dozens of unnecessary, fabulously expensive employer-paid junkets, and to blow off a situation that you yourself has described as a crisis in order to go shoot some pool, especially when all of your bosses are watching what you do. Netanyahu, though, combines his with brains and the love of his country and his people. And another guy says, Obama don't want to hurt his brotherhood. And Paul says, our president has testicles. He just hates this country. Look at his testicle-like EOs and the ignoring of the executive orders, that is, and the ignoring of the Constitution. It doesn't take a lot of liberty bells to run this country, but definitely needs a person who loves the Constitution. How about just loving the American people? They put you there. Why would you spit on them? Why would you spit on your own? Why would you look down on your own? Why did you break the two bottom rungs on the ladder for people to get a leg up? That's the truth, Paul. A leader stands his ground and leads from the front. The NBC station and the rest of it, NBC, nothing but communist. ABC, always be communist. CNN, Communist News Network. CBS, I call them the Catholic bashing system. I also call them the communist broadcast system. They all have an agenda, and that agenda is powered by their owner, George Soros. These networks have sold out the morals and country. Soros should be locked up and fed white bread. This country wants us to fed the white bread this country wants us to eat. The wheat that's killing Americans every day in the medical field is teaching nothing to the doctors who promote eating bread. I don't know what that means. GMO foods kill, so feed them to it all. I got lost on that one. Perhaps they are doing what they are doing on purpose. For John Kerry to go and give Hamas over $20 million is like giving Al-Qaeda candy money. Well, Bill Maher gives out the candy money. Yeah, he praises the deeply religious Muslims, the 19 that went into the World Trade Center. And speaking of going into the World Trade Center, today in my Holy Roman Catholic Church, there is a little stand with a book, you know, like an autograph book, only it's not autographs, it's pictures of the 47 of my parish who died on 9/11. And it's really sad. You know, it's getting kind of like that song, How Do You Do with Willie McBride, Do You Mind If I Sit Down by Your Graveside? And are you an old photograph that's tattered and, worn? In some faithful heart, are you forever a 19? But I looked at the names. I see some pretty girls, 28 years old, whole life ahead of her, just starting out on a career. It's really sad, man. Really sad. They got us real bad. And you know what? They were here. They were here. After 93, when Clinton let them come in and kill us the first time, and then left that Bush holding the bag the second time, in 93, after 93 and before 9/11, somebody was here from Al-Qaeda. And they walked off that World Trade Center. And they took the elevator ride up and down, and they walked through all the offices, and they looked up at the top of the building. And then they went to the nearby firehouse, and they timed the runs. You don't think that happened, right? That's what you know. I don't know it to be true. But they were too successful. And they are very clever. And they will be back to finish the job. And the job they're going to finish this time is the White House and the Congress, because they missed them on the last go-around. So they missed the World Trade Center under Clinton, who never did anything to stop them from coming. And who cares how they died? That's the Democrat slogan. And so I said a little prayer for those 47 from my parish. And I remember how sad that day was. I seen grown men cry. If you go to my website, Spirit of America Party, a radio show.com, and you'll see pictures of 9/11. You'll see pictures of firemen who almost lost their souls that day. The president of Syria is no Christian. He is a member of a relatively small sect of the Muslim cult. The land that is presently Israel was held by the British. World War II had depleted their treasury and sapped their will enough that they were unwilling to continue. Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, northwestern Iraq, northeastern Saudi Arabia, and Egypt's borders were drawn shortly after that. There are more Christians remaining in Israel than there are anywhere else in the world. There are also Muslims living peacefully and practicing their religion there. Oh, yeah? What's that? Huh? How do you practice that religion? What do you cut? You cut cloth? It's unbelievable, man. What's unbelievable? What do we do here? Come on. Here we go. Ooh. You want to do a girl's name? Brazilian tune by Dizzy Gillespie, Mascanada. Oh, no, it won't play. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go back and see what we got. Okay. Oh. Here's a nice, I think this is a Platis tune. You'll like this.
Heaven on earth. That's
what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. Heaven on earth, that's what you've made.